Hello?
Hey, this is Pete from Bank of Cardiff. Is this Chris?
Yeah, this is Chris.
Yes, so I got your web registration. Looks like you were, you know, interested in some of our programs here. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Is now a good time to chat for you, or, you know, we want to schedule something for later in the day?
Yeah, now's a good time. It depends. How long is it going to take?
Yeah, like 5-10 minutes, not even.
Yeah, I got time right now.
All right, good. Just first off, I got to have you confirm a couple pieces of information that we have on file just for security purposes, and then we can get started here. So the legal name of the business is Grill Yard Foods, Inc., correct?
Yep, that's correct.
Perfect. And what's the DBA name?
It's Kelly Hotel Grill Yard.
Perfect. And I noticed you're an S-Corp, is that correct?
Yep, that's correct.
Perfect. And time in business?
A little over a year right now.
Okay. And are you the 100% owner here, Chris?
Yes.
Sounds good. And can you just confirm the address on file real quick, and I'll finish with that.
10759 West Main Road, Ripley, New York, 14775. And that's the physical location of the restaurant. And the corporate address is the home office, which is 11126 Margaret Way, Northeast Pennsylvania, 16428.
Perfect. Yeah, I was just going to ask about that billing address that you had on file. So, yeah, you know, we got a couple different programs here. You know, why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and, you know, point you in the right direction here.
Well, I'm looking to expand. We actually would like to put a liquor store in the restaurant. And so I'm looking for some money to do that.
Yeah, of course. That's, you know, how you make a lot of your money. And I was a waiter for a while. I worked in the industry a little bit. So, you know, tell me a little bit about the restaurant itself. What kind of food do you guys serve? And, you know, did you just buy the restaurant, or did you start this up a year ago?
No, actually, I had it with my wife for 13 years, and then we got divorced, and I formed a new corporation to get her out.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, I've been here 13 years, but the Grill Yard Foods Incorporated is a new corporation, so it's only been in existence for over a year. But we are a full-service restaurant. Actually, we're a historic restaurant. Abraham Lincoln was actually in our establishment twice, back when he was campaigning for president back in the day. We serve everything from prime rib to seafood to burgers and chicken wings and pizza. It's total full service restaurant. And we want to add in the liquor store because we actually make our own wine, because we're on the wine trail out by Lake Erie over in Pennsylvania and New York.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
and,
out there.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so did you guys have a liquor license previously, or, you know, this is something brand new for you?
Yes.
Oh, you had one previously?
We've had a liquor license. Yeah, I've had it for 13 years.
So do you still have it, or is that something you got to, oh, the new establishment, yeah, you got to get new license.
Yeah, so we just got that new license over a year ago with Grill Yard Foods Incorporated. That's why I'm saying it. I changed from a proprietorship to an S-Corp.
Okay. So you got the new liquor license already. So really all you need this money for is just for inventory. Is that what I'm getting at, pretty much?
Yeah, it's to put the room in, you know what I mean? Shelving, you know, stuff like that. Shelving and the inventory and so forth.
Mm-hmm. So, do you have any kind of figures set up, or have you run any numbers yet, Chris? You know, how much are you looking for?
I'm looking for 22,000 to 24,000.
Yeah, well, we do have that.
Perfect. How long is, you know, the turnover on the inventory for liquor? You know, I'm sure it obviously varies, you know, from, you know, like a 12-year scotch to, you know, your run-of-the-day, you know, Jack Daniels probably moves a little quicker.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to put a number on. Yeah, our turnover should be rather rapidly. We're probably looking at 12,000 every 2 weeks.
Yeah. Okay, so, you know, essentially if you borrowed 22 to 24K, you know, you could probably turn that over in about 6 months safely.
Yeah,
you know, exactly. Probably maybe a couple times.
Yep.
Right. So what are your margins like on liquor? I mean, again, obviously probably varies a lot.
We're on an average of 80%.
Oh, damn. That's good.
Yeah, there's money in liquor.
For sure. Yeah, there's money in the restaurant. The margins in the food are great. It's just tough because you get a lot of competition, obviously.
Yeah.
So do you have any other loans right now for the business, or what does that look like? Cause I know you did just...
No, I have no loans at all for the business. I do have a mortgage on the property because I actually own the property. It's not leased or anything.
Oh, that's good. So you have no loans on the business. You're pretty clean. How's your credit looking like? Good, bad, in the middle?
I don't have any credit cards at all, so I don't even know what it looks like. I'm probably in the 600s or something, 500, 600, something like that, personally.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's a Dun & Bradstreet on the business yet. At least I haven't gotten anything from them.
Okay. So, you know, that shouldn't be an issue for us. We deal with a broad spectrum of tiers there. But have you gone to your bank at all, Chris? Or is just, you know, you want to move quickly on this and they're going to take too long, or they're not going to really consider you because of the time in business now because you changed?
Yeah, that's exactly. You know, traditional banks are afraid of the restaurant bar business. They really are. You know, other than, you know, putting a lien on the property, whatever, if you do that. But I haven't really asked them.
Yeah, it's tough, man. They don't really, you know, just, I think the stat is 1 in 5 of them fail in the first year or two, so I can definitely see from, you know, their perspective, the industry itself is a little volatile. But we vent to restaurants all the time, startups, everything like that. So that first year you did 160K in revenue, correct?
Yep, that's correct.
All right, perfect.
I would like to double that.
Yeah. Was it different in previous years, Chris? Or, you know, is this just...
It's average. That's average for just the food business, you know, food, beer.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I want to add the liquor store in.
Yeah, what do you think you can get that up to if you, you know, bought this... You know, if we got you the 20 to 25K that you need... And you got this liquor up and running, you know, that's probably going to take your gross annual sales to, you know, somewhere around 250. I don't know. What do you say?
Yeah. I'm thinking around 300, to be honest with you.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just writing some notes down real quick. I mean, I pretty much got everything I need from you. I'm assuming you take credit cards, right?
Yes, we do.
Perfect. So yeah, just need a couple pieces of paperwork from you to get you some numbers. Have you ever had like one of these working capital loans before?
No, I haven't. I've been offered. I probably get 5 phone calls a day.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do.
You know, merchant capital. Everybody wants to, you know, me to switch to their credit card company and give me money on my credit cards. And I'm not looking for that type of loan just because I know they're very high.
Well, we have a couple different options for you.
Okay.
We could do a standard working capital loan, you know, is just a fixed cash loan right into the bank account, and it's more shorter term. You know, I'm saying anywhere from 3 months to 18 months on the first time customer. Is that something you can work with? You know, 18 months. I'm figuring. It sounds like it'll fit. Mm-hmm. Even 12.
18 months sounds good. Yeah.
Okay. So term length is, you know, for inventory for the most part, this is what these type of loans are used for, something you can turn over quick, you know, 6 months, pay it back off. And then the other kind of option, you know, so the one is the fixed payment, and, you know, they just look, say, here's your loan, this is how much you got to make the payments for. But the other option is to do kind of what you just described, the merchant cash advance, which all that does, instead of taking a fixed cost, we would take, say, again, I'm just throwing numbers out. It's like 7 or 10 or 12% of daily credit card volume sales. Sure. So basically, instead of, how they predicate that is they'll look at your, credit card sales, get the average daily payment just about, and kind of charge you based on that. So if they want to get, 10% of your daily sales, so, have a good day. Some days you'll pay them like $200-$300. Have a bad day, you only pay them $50. So a lot of restaurants like that, because you don't get caught behind the eight ball as much.
Sure.
And other option, just a fixed payment. Some people, gravitate towards that one because they'd rather just, hey, this is, what my payment's going to be. If I make more or less, that's good for me or bad for me, They think they can do better.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'd rather, again, like I said, I don't like those merchant cash advance options,
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather have a fixed payment just because,
Yeah, exactly.
I actually have the Square register, and I'm not going to switch from Square to another merchant credit card machine. I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah. So, Square's kind of taken over in your industry and pretty rapidly. I feel like they just have lower costs. Is that it, or like what's kind of?
Yeah, exactly. I'm only paying 1.8% flat rate. There's no hidden fees, no nothing. They do my payroll, they do my QuickBooks, they do everything. My payroll is only $25 a month. I mean, it's cheaper than anything I've ever had in the past.
Yeah,
and, I really like it. I have all my, all my charts and my figures and employees and everything is all in one spot, and I don't have to screw around.
Yeah, they're kind of taking over that industry right now. All the technology is shaking things up, everywhere. That's just one of the ways I'm seeing over the past couple of years that more and more people, not even just restaurants, are coming in with these Square processing statements. I kind of hate them because they make my day a little bit harder, but there shouldn't be no problems there then. We've pretty much got everything, I need from you here, Chris. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to shoot over an application, and, we just need to take a look at some bank statements and a tax return. And we're ready to give you some numbers. It usually takes about a day or two. So if you do have that on file and can get it back to me today, I can probably get you some numbers on, Tuesday, Wednesday, and we'll take it from there.
Well, I'm at the restaurant already, and my office is at my house, which is the corporate address, and I won't get there till late tonight, so I won't be able to get
Just shoot it over to me tomorrow, man. Yeah, that's no worry. What I have an email for
email
you.
Email address?
The KellyHotel456@yahoo.com.
Yep, that's correct.
Perfect. And I know you did the web registration and did like an e-signature, and we have pretty much all your info. So I'm just going to make an application for you and shoot that over. And I just need a wet signature on it and then return it with the other two things I requested. All right, Chris, I'll touch base with you tomorrow if I don't see anything in my inbox in the afternoon.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.